Okay, today is Daf Kuf Tes Kuf Yud Zayin. Kuf Yud Zayin. We are on Kuf Tes Zayin. Amid Beis on the third line, fourth line from the bottom. Tanya, last word on the line. Tanya. Reb Shurim ben Yechai Omer. Oda Cheres Hoitha. We learned yesterday that there are three Machnos: Machnos Shechina, Leviya, and Yisrael. Says Reb Shurim ben Yechai, there was a fourth one. Oda Cheres Hoitha. V'chel Ezras Nashim Hi. And it was in the Chel and the Ezras Nashim in the Beis HaMikdash. A fourth one. Never heard of this. So he says, V'loha Yonshin Aleha. But there was no Onesh if you went there. If you weren't supposed to go there, you went there was no Onesh. What exactly does that mean? We don't hold like this. U'b'shila lohaya elashtei machnos b'vad. And in Shil there were only two. Shil there were only two. Says the Gemara, Hayimenei lohavi. Which one wasn't there? Which one wasn't there? So, Amaraba mistabra de machna levia have. For sure had to be a machna levia. That there had to be. Or there have to be a machna levia. Dithal gadaitach machna levia lohavi. Because if you want to tell me that there wasn't a machna levia, right, if there wasn't a machna levia, then what does that mean? There are only two machnos, Shechina and Yisrael. Nimtzu comes out that Zavin utmeimesim, a Zav and a Tameimes, Mishtalchin chutz l'machna achas, are all going to the same place. And that's not true. V'atorah Amar, the Torah said, lo yitamu es machaneihem. Don't tain machna lozeh, u machna lozeh. Right, as Rashi says, in the second to last wide line, shtei matonos mashma. It's mashma too. Achas l'chol zav, one for the zav, v'achas l'chol tamei nefesh, and the other one's for the tamei nefesh. Elavada havi machna levia. There had to be a machna levia. Why? Umishdalchin tamei mesim mi machna shechina. Tamei mesim had to leave machna shechia. Umutar machna levia. A tamei mes is mutar in machna levia. That's why a tamei mes theoretically could go on a large part of the Har Habayis, because a large part of the Har Habayis is machna levia, and a tamei mes is allowed to be there. A zav is not allowed to be there, right? Uvikiv uvizav and ubali kriyin mishdach and chutz l'machna levia. They have to leave machna levia. Azav and ubalkeri. They have to leave machna levia. So they can't be anywhere in the Har Habayis. But a tamei mes can. So how can it be no machna levia? Then they're in the same place. So then what's the alternative, right? So there's no machna what? There's no machna Yisrael.
That's impossible.
Why not? Why?
Because machna Yisrael is.
Amalei Rava, Elamai, Machni Yisrael, Lohavi. There was no Machni Yisrael. Nintza, that it comes out, that Zavin u'mitzorotin, that a Zavin u'mitzorah now, are Mishtalachin l'makam echad. And they all go to the same place. As long as it's not the Shechina, it's in any other place. V'atorah Amra, Bodid Yeshev, Shlo Yeshev, Tamei, Acharimo. Nobody else can be with the Mitzorah. Nobody else is allowed to be in his, when he gets sent out, nobody else can be with him. No other tum is sent out to the third machna, except for the Torah. You're telling me now there's only two machnas, and one of them is not machna Yisrael, then where are they? Then they're all together. They're all hanging out together, these tummy people.
What difference makes? If he gets sent out to machna Yisrael, he sits alone anyway.
No, there is no machna Yisrael.
I mean, even if there's
so he's sitting in a room, it's the same room with machna Leviya people, because there's no machna Yisrael. That can't be. So it's very hard to say there's only two machnas, because there are some people that can't go into machna one, some into not to two, and some not to three. So if you get rid of one of them, you have a problem somehow. Ela la'olam kule t'lasahavi. Really, there were three machnas. There were three machnas. There had to be. Then what does he mean when he said there were only two machnas? Umay lo have elashtei machnos. What did it mean when he said there were only two machnos? This is only in Shiloh, by the way. Only in Shiloh. What he meant was liklita. If somebody, liklita means for purposes of Ari Miklot. Now, we know that all the cities of Levi were considered Ari Miklot. There are 48 cities of Levium, all of them could be a Machna Levia. What about all of them were considered an Ari Miklot? Right. So if somebody killed somebody Bishogig, he had 48 choices where to go. Could he go to the Machna Levia and hang out there? Machna Levia. Not a city of Levi, a Machna Levia. I'll go there. I'll hang out there.
They don't know. They're
what?
Not there.
So is that available to go? Says Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, in Shiloh, that was not available. It wasn't available. Only two machnas for purposes of that. No, you can't hang out in Machna Levia. In the Midbar, you could. In Shiloh, there's no such thing. It says Rashi, not Rashi.
400 years, they didn't have a place?
They did. You could go to any one of the cities. You can't come to the Machmel Aviyah.
What do you mean you go to this?
What's your question?
You mean you can't go to the Machmel Aviyah
in the Beit HaMikdash? I'm in a Levi place, and the Gol Adam, I'm safe over here, the Gol Adam can't bother me. Right? There's no such thing. By Shiloh, no such thing. Only two Machmels for purposes of that. No such thing. If Shir Bar Yochai goes out of his way to say that in the Midbar there was that in Shiloh there was no such thing, Michlal, did B'Midbar have a klita machmel via? That machmel via would save somebody if he killed somebody b'shogeg in the Midbar? Does it even happen? I don't know if it even happened.
You didn't have any setup till after they came in.
That's exactly the point. So if somebody killed somebody b'shogeg in the Midbar,
what did they do?
What? They ran to Machmel Aviyah. And hang out there. Till the Kohen Gadol died, which is Aaron and Kohen, which was the whole 40 years. It was there the whole time. So that's why you have to hang out there. Right? In, yes. That's exactly true. For Tanya, V'samti l'cha makom b'chayecha. Right? Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, right? This is in Parshas Mishpatim. V'samti l'cha makom. It says, "B'samti l'cha makom," and then it says, "B'chayecha makom," right? No, I think in Perek in Devarim it does. Okay, so makom mimkomcha, the place is like your place. Ashiyana shama, they're going to run there. Malamed shemagalin shemaglin b'midbar, that there was such a thing as Ari Miklat in the Midbar. Where'd they go? Like you said, there's no cities. Where'd they go? The Machmel Aviyah. They went to the Machmel Aviyah.
And then when they went to Israel, they all went to that same place?
No. In Israel, there were cities. Cities of Levi.
I'm saying, but when they went from Midbar to Eretz Israel, they all went in mass to the same. What happened then?
What do you mean?
When they went from the Midbar and they were in the Ari Miklat, how did they end up in one Ari Miklat, Eretz Israel?
They could choose whichever Ari Miklat they want.
They could choose whatever.
Yeah. By the way, in the Beit HaMikdash, the Machmel Aviyah is on the Har HaBayis. In the Midbar, it was a real camp where people lived. So it wasn't so crazy. It's a little silly, the guy's going to live in the Har HaBayis till the Kohen Gadol dies. That's a little funny, right? But in the Machmel Aviyah, in the Midbar, it was a real camp. So they could live in someone's tent. They could put up their own tent over there on the Machmel Aviyah. That there was such a thing. In the Beit HaMikdash, no such thing. That's all he meant to say. It's all he meant to say, that there was no Klita of Machmel Aviyah in the Shiloh. That's all he meant to say. Mikan Amru, from here you see, by the way, Ben Levi, what about a Ben Levi? Shaharag, what about if a Levi kills somebody? He's already living in a city of Levium. He's already in that city. Shigole Biplach Laplach. He can go from one city to a different Ari Miklat.
He has to go.
He has to go, right. Vim Gola Lapalcho, Palcho Kolto. And if he goes to a different neighborhood, in the same city, that also would work. That also would work.
Why can't he stay in his own neighborhood?
Because he has to be goal. He has to go somewhere. He has to go somewhere. He has to exile himself. So if you go from Woodmere, you can go to Cedarhurst. I'm in a different neighborhood, right? I have to go to the other Ari Miklat, and you know, it's 100 miles away. I don't have to do that. But you have to exile yourself somehow. Right? So did Leviam live in non-Levi cities? Or they only lived in Levi cities? How did they have a Levi for Elias? In a non-Levi city. Did they have such a thing?
No, they did away with it.
They did away with it. And what did Levium do in their shul?
Well, they slept.
They were... What? What do you do? Everyone's a Levi.
They got their shul late.
Okay.
Well, you think you're going to run to another city to get somebody else's tzedakah? They're not going there. They're in your city.
So Mikra, what's the part that says that? Amar Bacha, Breder of Ikka, Ki Be'ir Miklato, Yeshev. In your city you shall dwell. Ir shekalto kvar. Even if the city already would save you, because it's already a city of Levi. You're a Levi. You have to go to a different neighborhood. Fine. Then the Mishnah said like this. When they got to Gilgal, which is the first stop in Eretz Yisrael, that was a 14-year stop while they conquered and divided the land. During those 14 years, bamos v'mutter. Mutter v'hav bamos. Okay? Now, was there a Mishkan also? Yes. Yes, there was. But bamos were mutter. Okay? Now, the Gemara now is not hard, but there's so many opinions about what kind of bama was mutter, where, so complicated, not hard, just a lot of shitas. So the first thing is, Tana Rabbanan. It says like this, Kol nidar v'nidav hayakarv babama. Any voluntary carbon can be brought on a bama. This is the opinion of the Tana Kama. Any voluntary carbon. What's a voluntary carbon? An ola or a shlamim. Those can be brought on a bama. She ain't nidav v'nidav, ain't karv babama. If it was not a voluntary carbon, it could not be brought as a bama. Chatas is not voluntary. In Ashlam is not voluntary. Those could not be brought on a bama. One opinion says that. This is a Tana Kama right here. Nadarim, Nadav is voluntary, yes. Mandatory, no. What about Mincha? Or what about a carbon Mincha? Such a thing as a Mincha on a bama? Unazirus? What about a Nazir? So is that voluntary? So it's voluntary because you can make yourself into a Nazir, but once you make yourself into a Nazir, the Karbanos are not voluntary. So is that voluntary? It's a machlokas about that. Is another voluntary? He says, yes, it is. Mincha and Nazir is Kriyat Babama. Divrei Rebbe Meir. That's from Meir Shita. Right? He holds that Nazir is a voluntary carbon. Again, being a Nazir is voluntary. Once you say you're a Nazir, then the carbon is not voluntary. But he calls that voluntary. Chacham Omrim, Chacham say, Lo Karvu Yachud Ela Olos Ushlam Bilvad. You can only bring an Ola and a Shlam and Bilvad. What's he arguing on, Reb Meir? The Nazir and maybe the Mincha. Right? He just says voluntary. Olas and Shlamim, which is voluntary. What didn't he say? He didn't say Mincha and he didn't say Nazir. Otherwise, he agrees with Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer. Reb Yehuda says a third opinion. Kol shahatzibur v'hayachid makriven ba'ol moed sheba midbar. Any carbon that the tzibur or yachid, a tzibur or yachid, was able to bring in the Ol Moed, in the Midbar, makrivin ba'ol moed sheva Gilgal. You could bring in the Ol Moed in Gilgal too. Right? In other words, the Mishkan was the same. All of a sudden he throws in this new thing about the Mishkan. The two before, Reb Meir and Achav, didn't say anything about the Mishkan. They just talked about private bama. This is called the Bama Tzibur. He throws in a Bama Tzibur. What does he say? No difference between that and that.
Well, he has to take into account Gilgal.
What? No, but it's certain the first who didn't mention that.
I understand, but he's taking into account...
Right, Gilgal. Right.
Why do you think that, though?
What?
Why do you think that Gilgal would be different than the Mishkan? Mishkan wasn't Gilgal. It wasn't Gilgal. Why was it?
No, he's saying, well, it would be different than in the Midbar. Which means, I don't know, which means that a chatz and an asham. If a guy had to bring a chatas, he turned the light on Shabbos by mistake, he has to bring a chatas, what does he do? He goes to the Mishkan in Gilgal. Right? He goes to the base of Mikdash, not the base of Mikdash, the Mishkan in Gilgal, he could bring his chatas there. Right? Okay. Now, since Rabbi Yehuda said that, it's mashma that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim didn't even agree to that. That according to Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, there was no Bamas Tzibur. There was no Mishkan. Otherwise they would have said something. They didn't say a word. So it's mashma...
Wait, Gilgal?
Yeah. That it's mashma that they would agree, Reb Meir and the Chachamim would agree, that there's no such... During those 14 years, there was no Mishkan. He had a chatas, he didn't bring anything. Nothing doing. There was a Mishkan. So what went on in that Mishkan? So, Ma Bain Ol Moed Sheba Midbar Lebein Ol Moed Sheba Gilgal. So what was the difference, according to them, between the Ol Moed and Mishkan and the Ol Moed and Gilgal?
No, they say Rabbi Yehuda.
What?
Rabbi Yehuda is continuing, it says. It's Rabbi Yehuda. It says here.
It can't be Rabbi Yehuda.
Why? He's saying there wasn't...
Because he just said, Kol Shat Tzibur V'Yachim Rekeim V'Ol Moed V'Mimbar Rekeim V'Ol Moed V'Midbar.
He's saying...
The Gilgal.
He's saying Rabbi Yehuda is continuing.
But that doesn't make sense.
Well, now what's the difference? Was there a
difference? He just said there is no difference.
No, maybe he's saying there is one
now. What?
He's saying there is one now. Let's see what...
Okay, Ma Bain Ha'ol Moed Sheba Midbar Lebein Ha'ol Moed Sheba Gilgal. What's the difference? Fine. The difference is, Ha'ol Moed Sheba Midbar, the Ha'ol Moed in the Midbar, Lo Hayu Bamas Mutaros. There were no Bamas. You're right. The Bamas, the Mishkan in Midbar, did whatever you want. There were no Bamas. Olam Moed Shebegilgal Haya Bamos Mutaros. They were allowed, right? What was allowed on the Bamos?
During
the time of Gilgal, what could somebody bring on his private Bama? Rabbi Huda doesn't say. He doesn't say.
No Tibor, he couldn't bring a Tibor there.
For sure not.
That's not right away.
But there are two types of Bamos Yachid. There's voluntary and involuntary. Which ones does Rabbi Huda allow? He doesn't say. Right? Now he's going to say now. Ubamaso Sheberosh Hagago, and the Bama on his roof, meaning a private Bama. Loha Yamakravala Ela Olos Ushlamim. Only Olos and Shlamim. So far, he says the exact same thing as the Chachamim. Right? So far, he says the exact same thing. The Chachamim Omrim, this is Shita number 4. Kol Shat Tzibur Makrivim Ba'ol Moed, Sheba Midbar. Anything that the Tzibur brought in the Ol Moed in the Midbar, Makrivim Ba'ol Moed, Sheba Gilgal. They could bring the Ol Moed in the Gilgal too. So far, nothing can say anything. Vikan, but in the Midbar and in Gilgal, both of them, lo karvu yachud ela olos hashanah bilvad. Same thing again. Reb Shimon Omer, shita number 5, af tzibur lo hekrivu ela psachim. Even the tzibur only brought a Pesach, right?
In Gilgal.
Right? V'chovas shehuk v'zman. And any carbon that had a zman, like Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, what is it excluding? No par hil and davar shel tzibur. None of those funny carbon of tzibur. Somebody made a mistake. The Kohen Gadol made a mistake. None of that.
How about the carbon
tzibur? Yes. Anything that had a zman. Every day, every week, every month, every Shabbos, every Yontif, every Yom Kippur, every Rosh Hashanah. Yes. Not those ones. Okay? Good? So it's 5 opinions, all seem to be saying very similar things. The Gemara is going to ask at one point, they're saying the same thing. Some of them were saying the exact same thing. So first, my time with the Rav Meir. What's Rav Meir's reason that about Nazir? He held Nazir as voluntary. Why? No one else said that. No one else said anything. But they didn't say that, right? So Damar Kra, it says, okay, we need a chumash for this. It's Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So, the Pasuk starts off, right? Look, the Pasuk Dalet says like this. No, Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey says you can only bring Karbanos in the place I'm going to tell you. What place is that? Yerushalayim. Right? Ki malamoko masher yivchar Hashem. The place that Hashem is going to choose. Ve'veisim shama. And I'll bring them over there. You bring them over there. What there? Oloseichem, your olos, zivcheichem, esmasoseichem. Oh, very good. Ve'achaltim sham, right? Now, Lo sasun kechol asher nachnu osin po hayom. Don't do that. You can't do it today. Lo sasun kechol asher nachnu osin po hayom. Ish kol yashar be'enav. What does that mean?
Whatever he feels right.
Lo sasun kechol asher nachnu osin po hayom. You can't do what you can do today.
Right.
Ish kol yashar be'enav. Anyone can do whatever he wants. Not like that. Ki Lo basim arata el amenucha vel hanachala asher Hashem alokecha nosein lach. Rather, you're going to come to the menucha, which the Gemara is going to learn means Shiloh. Nachala means Yerushalayim. So when you're not in Shiloh and you're not in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to have bummas. That's why a bumma was mutter before Shiloh in Gilgal and before Yerushalayim in Nov and Givon. There's only 2 times a bumma was a mutter. Because it's not Shiloh and it's not Yerushalayim. It's based on a pasuk in this week's parasha. Okay? So, says Reb Meir, the pasuk says like this. Lotzasim kechol asher nachta osim po yom. Amal lehem Moshe liYisrael. So Moshe is telling the Bnei Yisrael, Kel Yisayu le'eretz. Right? When you come to Eretz Yisrael, Yashras takrivu, chovos lo takrivu. A Yashras karbon. Right, that's what the pasuk said. Ish kol hayashra be'enav. Reb Meir says, this pasuk that Moshe is telling them, Parshas Re'eh, this week's parsha, this pasuk is only valid for 14 years. It's before they come, before the Mishkan's built, before, but while it's still in Gilgal, during those times, Ish kol yashra, you can bring whatever you want, whatever's yashras, right? Ki takrivu. Chovos lo takrivu. Yashras you can bring, chovos not to bring. What does that mean? Rashi says, look at the top Rashi. Lachar biyasa aretz mishtoi. This is talking about after they come into Eretz Yisrael. Fik omar, lo sasun. Don't do this. Don't do what? Kishabo, le Gilgal, be Gilgal, when you come to Gilgal, kachar sher nachli osim poayom, sha'anu, bein betzibur, bein biyachid, whether it's a tzibur or a yachid, makriven, chatoz vo shamos, right now, we're in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. Somebody wants to bring a chatos, no problem. A tzibur, no problem. Chatos, ashamos, bechor, meiser, shen chovos, shen kavu lehem zman. For kolshkein, chovos ha kavu lehem zman. For sure, a chov that has a zman. Like what? Like Rosh Hashanah. Avol ma anu osim sham. What about when you get there? Ish kol hayashar be'enav. Hayachid leyakiv sham ela nedarm unedavos. You can only bring the darm and the davos. Shiyash from be'enav. Lindor v'lindov. That you, it's yashar in your heart. It inspired you to bring a carbon like that. That you can bring. Ad masai. Until when? How long is that going to last? Kilo ba'asem ad shita v'lushilo. That's going to last till you come to Shiloh after 14 years. So according to Reb Meir, this pasuk is only talking about for 14 years. Then the pasuk's not relevant, not shayach anymore. What? That's the next pasuk. El menucha v'al nachla. Only on your menucha or nachla. If you're in neither one, bamas amoter. Right? So, now what about menachos v'neziros? What about menachos and neziros? He said it's also in a private bama. Because yashrus ninu. Those are yashrus. You wanted to do it. You didn't have to become a nazir. You wanted to. It's voluntary. V'rabanan. The Rabbanan hold. Nobody argues on the way Rabbi Meir learned the pasuk.
What's interesting is that the nazirus is stuck here. It's a chayv. It's obligatory. Before it's not.
Before it's not. So once you take it upon yourself, which is voluntary.
Now it's obligatory.
Then it becomes a... See, he holds that's voluntary. Because you didn't have to make yourself a nazir. That's why it's voluntary. Because you made it yourself. Once you make it, it comes with rules. The rules are you have to bring to the following karbanos. That's voluntary. He called. What do you mean?
One of us is to get divorced.
Right. It's only if you're in that position. Right. Right. So you made yourself in that position. So if you want to make yourself in that position, you follow the rules. So anyway. Yeah, it's a funny word. So rabbanon ain mincha b'bama. There's first of all no such thing as a mincha by Obama. That's first of all. And second of all, Naziros chovos ninu. And Naziros are chovos. Why are they chovos? Because they're obligatory. It's voluntary to become a Nazir. That's a difference. They're arguing on that point. They're arguing about that. Is Nazir a chov or a voluntary? They're arguing about that.
Redwood stage.
Right. Now, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this. Listen to this. So, what's the story with the Nazir? Some say it's obligatory. Some say it's voluntary. Which karbanos? Well, some karbanos everybody would hold are voluntary. For example, the shlamim of a nazir that everyone holds is voluntary. Amar Shmuel lo machlokes bechatas va'asham of a nazir. The only machlokes is by the chatas and nazir and asham of a nazir. Avu ba'ola is a shlamim, but the ola and a shlam of a nazir divya kol yashrus ninu v'kravi. Everybody holds it's voluntary, right? I think he brings three. It's not voluntary,
right.
But becoming a nazir is voluntary.
Right.
So Shmuel says, everybody would agree that a nazir could bring the shlam of a nazir. That's voluntary anyway. Everybody would agree to that one.
Ola.
Oh, if there's an ola. I don't know if there's an ola for a shlam, I don't know. But ola for another. But the chazan, the ashram of a nazir, that's a machlokas.
Why? Chazan, he has to bring.
I know, but he didn't have to become a Nazir. So they're breaking up the Kabbalah of the Nazir now. That's what Shmuel says. The Machlokas is in the Nazir. Some are voluntary and some are Chov. Most of Rabbah. The Rabbi asked the following question. We have a Braita that says like this. Chazay v'shok, the Chaza and the Shok of a Toda, which is a Shlomim, Utrumas lachme Toda, and the breads of a Toda, Noagin b'bama gedola, the ain Noagin b'bama katana. By b'bama gedola, yes. By b'bama katana, no. There's no such thing as a Toda by b'bama katana. The Ilu has Zroa b'sheila, but a Zroa b'sheila, which only applies by a... The Zroa b'sheila, which applies by the shlamim of a Nazir, right? Shaira, that was left off the list. Right? That was left off the list. It doesn't say that it's only knowing in Abama Gedola and not Abama Katana, which is mashma, that it's not, that a shlum of another is not brought on Abama at all. Right? Then the
private bama.
What?
On a private
Abama. Yeah. Then they should have said that.
Yeah.
So why didn't it say that? If you want to tell me they're arguing about an Ola and a Shlamim, Hamani Rabbanani. This is the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, no Shlamim of a Nazir on any Bama. Nothing. But one second. But if they're only arguing on a Chattas and an Asham, who said you can't bring a Shlamim on a Shlamim of a Nazir on a Baba Katana? Nobody said that. Who said you can't? Why isn't it on the list? So Gemara says, you're right. That can't be. El-Iyad Mahachi Yitmar. Shul never said that statement. That statement doesn't make any sense. He is what he said. Machlokes ba'olu ushlamim. Machlokes is by a regular olu ushlamim. Aval, chatas va'asham, divya kol chovas nino v'lo kravi. Every holds it's a chov and you don't bring it. Okay? Good? Now, Omar Mar, we said before, there were five shitas, right? And we had five opinions about what can and can't be brought. The Chachamim say, Kol Shahatzibur Makrivin Ba'oel, right? Anything that can be brought in the Ol Moed, you can bring in the Ol Moed in Gilgal. Then we said, and both of them, a Bama Katana can only be an Ol or a Shlamim. So the Gemara says, Mai Tamayad Rabbanan. What's the reason for that? What's the reason for what? That a tzibur could bring even chovos. Amar kra, same pasuk. Ish hayasha be'ena yaseh. Ish yashritu delikarev chovos. Delikarev. Chovos alikarev. Again, an individual person can only bring yashrus, which means voluntary, not chovos. For tzibur, afilu chovos likarev. But a tzibur could even bring Chovos. Okay?
So he's saying that a Yochid can't bring, even at the Ohel Moed in Gilgal, a Chov.
Only carbon tzibur. Correct. Correct. Right?
Okay.
Okay? Now, that's a kasha under Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Yehuda said that a Yochid could bring Chovos in the Bama Gedola. The Chachamim say he can't. Okay. Only a tzibur can, not a yachid. Rabbi Yehuda, Amalach, Yehuda will say, Ki ksiv hayashar, hu diksiv. Ki ksiv hayashar, when it says hayashar, abe'enav hu diksiv. It means you have to stick in the word abe'enav. Abe'enav hu diksiv. Right? Avobama gedola, but an abama gedola, definitely an abama katana. Avobama gedola, filu chovas namili karev. Even, he can even bring it in a, even a chov he could bring in a abama gedola. What's a Bama Gedola? The Mishkan.
How does Einav mean private?
What?
How does Einav mean private?
Because it means in his heart. In his heart. That's what it means. I know, but that's what it means. Now, Elohad Dechsev Ish, but it says Ish, Hayasha Be'enav. Lav Lememra, the Ish, Yashu Sudu Likarev, Hachovos, Lo Likarev. Right? Lav lemer the ish yashu to the likarev hachovus lo likarev. Doesn't that imply that the ish can only bring voluntary, not chovos? So the Gemara says kiksiv ish. No, when it says ish, it's lahachshir es hazar, to allow a zar to bring karbanos in a bama. Is there a rule that you need a kohen for a bama? No such rule. Zar? That's we're going to have that tomorrow. Mizorik a kohen is a dama on mizbech. Hashem nafka. That's learned out from somewhere else. That's learned out. We're going to have 10 things that apply in the Beis HaMikdash that don't apply in a bama. A kohen, big di kahuna, all these things. Where do they get them from? Everyone's going to be learned out of a pasuk, and the pasuk is always going to have the word Hashem or Mikdash or Mizbeach, which means in the Beis HaMikdash. But outside, you can do what you want. You don't need a kohen, you don't need a big di kahuna. Right, Rashi says, L'kam b'pirkin, later on in the parak, t'chsiv, v'zarak ha-kohen sadam ala Mizbeach Hashem, Pesach ol-moed, kohen Pesach ol-moed, then kohen b'bama. There's no kohen b'bama. El afilu zar, afilu eved. Even an eved, hachidar zar toras kahanim. Even an eved. What about Nisha? Says the Rav Chofer, why not? Why can't Nisha also do it? Why, there's no rules. Right? So the Gemara says, so, ma'adatema, I would have thought, liboi, kadosh, bibachos, meikara. Well, if we're not going to have a kohen do the, if we're not going to have a kohen do a bama, anybody could do it, maybe it reverts back to the bachars. Maybe only bachars could do it. Kavash balan, no such thing. No such rule. No, anyone could do it. That's what he does with the extra words. Now, last thing. Chachamim, hainu, tanakama. Some of these opinions were the exact same opinion. If not three of them, two of them for sure were the same. Maybe even three were the same. Amar of Papa, karvu, nisachim, bamidbar, ikka benayu. To have machlokes is, were nisachim brought in the olos and shlamim in a karbon yachid, when Yisrael brought a karbon yachid in the midbar. Wait, we can call it, you closing the Gemara? There's a gigantic Rashi. You want to read this Rashi? You're not going to read it.
Yeah.
What? You want to read it? Did a carbon yachid in the midbar bring nesachim or not?
Why not? They had to.
So it says Rashi, carbon nesachim krev b'midbar ikvanayo. L'rabbanan kamoi, according to the first shita, lo karvu nesachim b'midbar. No such thing. V'ola ushlamim greda below nesachim kagamiri dekrevi b'bama. The Bamidbar lo kravi. That you could bring. An Ola and a Shlamim in a Bama Katana you could bring. Cause without Nesachim. Because there was no Nesachim in the Midbar. Dechi Tavau b'parashas Nesachim. When it says, when you come into the land in Parashas Nesachim, that's la to eat in Nesachim in Mishkan Shilo Asa. It's talking about in Mishkan Shilo, La'acha Yerusha of Yeshiva, after they conquer and settle, Kidamrin and Bashochet, V'rabban and Basrai. The second shita was letefuye. Tefuye means to add. Letefuye asu. They're adding on more. Midetnan mishni yisera. There's an extra mishnah somewhere. Kol shat zibur makreven ba'olam moed sheba midbar makreven ba'gilgal. Whatever you brought in the olam moed, you bring in Gilgal. Lama lehu lumisni. That's extra words. Harb Yehuda nami b'tzibur kavasei kamar. Who said the same thing? Right, we said that when we read the shitas. The same thing over and over again. Haki yibay lehu lemeimar kan v'kan lo krev liyachid ella olav shlamim. It's true. You can only bring an olav shlamim. Ella l'tfuye adrabban. But they're adding on. Kamai asu. They're adding on what the earlier opinion said. V'amri kol shat tibur tzrichin lahakrev makrivim ba'olmoid shemidbar makrivim ba'olmoid shemagilgal. Whatever was there, whatever was in the midbar, you can bring in Gilgal. L'tfuye to include nesachim. Asu ulamemar the carve of a midbar letzibur uliyachin they were such a thing v'chein v'gilgal l'shtei abamos and gilgal too. What's two bamos? The bamos tzibur and the bamos yachin ulaman the islay carve of midbar islay carve of bamos yachin v'gilgal. If you held it could be brought there, you held it could be brought there also. Tchisavola asa el l'tiina nesachem l'bama katana v'gadola for how you craven. When it said when you come into the land, that's a funny shita. When you come into the land, that's to tell you that in the bama katana you could bring nesachem. In the bama gadola, that's old news. They did that for 40 years, they brought in the Nesachim. So that's what the Machlokas is about. All right, so we'll stop here, and then we'll pick up from, where are we up to?
Two dots.
Two dots, Omar Mar. Everyone have a very good day. Okay.